My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 1019 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Theo Alcintron on The Fan. The number to join, 888-808-1019. Ain't no point in number, 1019. With Rami Lami behind the glass. Feels like I haven't been here for a while. Do some New York Forever talk, Knicks talk, since the trade happened for Mikal Bridges right when I was away, right when I was going away. So I was off the grid, no reception for a bit, much needed time, vacation break, with all that's going on in my life personally. I'm going to start with baseball right now, the Mets and the Yankees. I'll start with the Yankees, who had a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous win yesterday. I can't say the word tremendous enough, because after the night before when Clay Holmes gave up the ass versus Boston with two strikes in the ninth inning, the Yankees bounced back with an emphatic win, despite Gerrit Cole struggling. When Rafael Devers trotting forever around the bases, hey, Verdugo did it first, so why not? I don't know why Gerrit Cole threw him a fastball, because Devers is Cole's daddy. He's the Yankees' daddy. 26 home runs career versus the Yankees. 26. But that was a huge win for the Yankees, coming off a terrible, terrible, terrible loss the night before. Less than 12 hours earlier. Like I said, Clay Holmes giving it up. And despite Gerrit Cole not being on the being shaky, you know, he went 4 1/3. You have to be nervous about Gerrit Cole if you're a Yankee fan. The Yankees are 6-14 in their last 20, 15 losses since my birthday, June 13th. 1-6 in extra innings, the worst in Major League Baseball. But shout out to Ben Ricearoni. 3 home runs, 7 RBIs from the leadoff spot. First Yankee rookie with 3 home runs in the game. First Yankee with 7 RBIs out of the leadoff spot. Fourth player with 3 home runs, 7 RBIs in the leadoff spot since 1920. And despite all the Yankees' troubles lately, despite all the bloopers in on the field, despite Trent Grisham embarrassing himself in center field, The Yankees are only two games out of first place. Two games out of first place. Not 10, not 20. Two games out of first place. Up 5.5 in the wild card. But Yankee fans, how are you feeling about this team right now? I know they were rolling. They were rolling. But going into the season, I said the most important thing for the Yankees is not what happens in the first half of the season. It's not. It's the second half of the season with the starting rotation. And you're starting to see some leaks with Marcus Stroman getting roughed up. He's yelling, screaming at Gleyber Torres. Typical Stro, we've seen that before. Garrett Cole, not in his A game. The bullpen looking shaky. You know, it's always, it's the Aaron Judge and Juan Soto show. And if they're not going, this team's not going. But Ben Rice, talk about a savior. Talk about a savior. Had the Yankees found their leadoff hitter? Listen, Volpe was doing well at the leadoff spot, then started slumping and moved him down. Ben Rice came up, playing first base, which is not his position. And he's been excellent. He's been excellent. And I heard during the Fox broadcast, which was horrendous. Horrendous. AJ Pierzynski, he does give good takes as a former player. But his voice is like watching paint dry. It's boring. And then the other schmuck. I forgot his name. Wait, trying to be funny. He's just not funny. At one point, it sounded like AJ wanted to pimp slap him. I saw the comments about the broadcast being bad. But this Yankee team's only two games out of first place, despite being 6-14 in their last 20. What moves can the Yankees make as the trade deadline approaches? Yankees at one point had the best rotation in baseball in terms of numbers. Nestor Cortez had a solid start recently. Luis Gil pitches later on tonight. Sunday Night Baseball versus the Red Sox. We'll see how that goes. He hasn't been good as of late. Maybe he's hit the wall. But you would think the way Yankee fans have reacted, this team is 15 games out of first place. 15! They're only two games out. This season, whether the Yankees could win the division will come down to the trade deadline. And if the Yankees, what kind of moves they make? What kind of moves they make? They definitely have to add to this bullpen. They definitely have to add, whether it's a third baseman, whether it's getting Gleyber Torres the hell out of here. Adding another bat. Trent Grisham is, he just, at the plate, he stinks. Solid fielder, stinks at the plate. I know DJ LeMay, who had two hits, a couple RBIs. Can he keep this going? Is this a building block for him? Or will he go back to what he's been most of the season since he's been back? Awful. An automatic out. But the win yesterday versus Boston was much needed. A beatdown of the Red Sox. It sounded like the Red Sox fans were taking over Yankee Stadium. And then the Yankees, the beatdown was on. The beatdown was on. I just wonder, since, again, I've been off the grid. I really don't know what's been going on. I got back 4th of July. Tried to catch up as much as I could despite not sleeping well on a cruise. And I'll get to that later. I mean, being on the cruise that I was on, I've never been around so much trash in my life. And I don't care what your background is or what your background is. I've never been around that much trash in my life. Parenting is at an all-time low. All I can think about is some of the things the kids said my mom would have smacked the you-know-what out of me and then threw me overboard. But I'll get into that later. But Yankee fans, what's your level of confidence right now? Are you feeling shook? Are you still confident? Are you 50-50? Which way are you leaning? And as far as the Mets go, 3-3 on an 8-game road trip, 2 games left with Pittsburgh. He got smacked on Friday night. It was home run derby. Luis Severino was horrible. 3 home runs, 7 runs, 9 hits. Just smacked around home run derby. Jake Diekman stinks. He's got an over 5 ERA, and yet we keep putting him out there. This bullpen has a bunch of no-names. This bullpen needs help. Luis Torrens, I mean, what a pickup. What a find. What a find by David Stearns. Batting 317, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs with an OPS, 997. And despite Edwin Diaz being suspended for 10 games, which was a joke in my opinion, he doesn't get a chance to wash his hands, but everybody else gets a chance to wash their hands. The Mets are only 2.5 games back in a wild card. 2.5. And I know some people are going to say, well, it's false hope and all that stuff. No, it is what it is. This is what it is. The Mets are 2.5 games out behind the Cardinals. 3.5 behind the Padres. And I know the team that Mets fans want to catch the most, the Atlanta Braves, who are struggling. Struggling as well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Mets are 2.5 games back. Edwin Diaz comes back. Locks it down in the 9th. Reed Garrett walked everyone born in Pittsburgh. And got out of it. Budo's back with the big club. Gets the win because Peterson couldn't get out the 5th inning. But Peterson, when he was in, pitched himself out of jams. But I'd rather have Buto start over Peterson, but let's see how that plays out with Kodai Senga on the horizon. Hopefully, he'll be back after the All-Star break. And my man, Jose, don't call me Enrique Iglesias. My man, Jose Iglesias, the OMG guy. What a positive influence he's been on this team. What a positive influence he's been on this team. And Pete Alonso, can you do me a favor? On behalf of every Mets fan that roots for you, can you stop swinging at sliders that end up in Canada? Can you stop? It never fails. Never fails. Two things I ask you. Stop sweeping at sliders that end up on way out the other side. And stop sliding headfirst into bases. Please stop it, Pete. Stop. But Luis Torrens bails the Mets out early. The Mets had multiple opportunities early. Couldn't cash in. He cashes in on a bases clearing double. But as far as this team goes right now, what moves can the Mets make? Buy, sell, or do both? I think they can do both. Severino was awful. He really, really was. So who knows what happens? Do you move him? Do you move Quintana? I just read an article coming in that Tanner Scott is the guy for the Mets to go in his bullpen. You could pair him with Diaz in the back end. I saw another one, Aroldis Chapman, to the Mets. No thank you. And you know, 2 years ago, I was in Pittsburgh on New Year's Eve, and I told a Pirates fan behind the counter at the hotel I was at, your team is going to be legit in 2 years. He looked at me like I was nuts. And watching this Pirate team, yeah, they swing at a lot of pitches. They attack the pitchers early. But Paul Skeens is the real deal. He's the real deal. And if O'Neill Cruz can ever get it together and make contact on a regular basis, my God, he can hit 40 home runs in his sleep. I've always loved Brian Reynolds. Always wanted him to be a Met. Switch hitter, outfielder, solid player. He is their best player right now. The Pirates are an easy team to root for. Back to the Mets. So much dead weight on this team. I'm tired of Jake Diekman. I'm tired of DJ Stewart. How many times are we going to put him behind Pete Alonso in the lineup? What's he batting? Like 130? This bullpen needs reinforcements. Legit major league pitching reinforcements. For sure. Because if I ask you to name five guys in the Mets bullpen not named Edwin Diaz, you couldn't do it. And as much as I've killed Drew Smith over the years, I feel for the kid. Out for the season, Tommy John. I feel for him. No one deserves that. Unless you're a piece of you-know-what in real life. So my, you know, I feel bad for the kid. He's going to enter free agency, his first time, or arbitration, whatever it is. And this is what happens. Stinks. Reed Garrett, I feel like he's pitching every night for the Mets. Same thing with Jake Diekman. This bullpen needs help. What moves can David Stern make at the deadline? What moves, as Mets fans, do you feel legit moves? Don't give me these fantasy moves. Legit moves that you feel this team can make at the deadline. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,